Welcome, welcome, welcome all you folks and folkets out there in Hobbyland, and welcome to another episode of Hobby Happy Hour. See, that worked beautifully. See, that just knew that that would go well. So welcome to another episode of Hobby Happy Hour with...
me, Jono.
And me, Bob.
Today we have a super special episode all lined up for you out there in Hobby Happy Land.
Hobby Happy Land. That's, yeah, cool. We certainly do. We'll be having a great big old chat about the Sisters of Battle.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, a huge thank you to all of our supporters. You are what enables us. You're all enablers. To continue churning out delicious content for your ear holes.
Yes, a huge thank you to Mr. DuPage, MC Dave, Gil Harrod, Squashroom, Kyle, Buried Alien, Oblerone, Juniper Wynn, Jonathan, Gordon Bennett, Rasmus, Ryan, Epic Taco, Maddie C, UD Hawk, Matthew, Corbin, Nathan, and Ursatz. And a huge, massive thank you to Ursatz and UT Hawk, who very much recently upped their patronage. So thank you.
Ooh, really? There's a bit of a Patreon war going on.
It does. It looks like who's going to get the top spot? There's a draw at the minute, but we're not going to tell you who.
I think you just did, though.
Not going to tell you who. It's a surprise.
Okay, so stay tuned to the end of this episode as well for some updates on what we have planned to do with your amazing donation.
Ooh, exciting times. And some other updates too, mayhaps?
So many updates. Updates coming out of the wazoo.
Well, that is where it comes from.
If you don't get your updates from the wazoo, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's where else would you get them from? Where else? Where else would your updates come from? That's right. Yes, quite. Indubitably. Wazoo.
Where did that word even come from? Wazoo.
At the wazoo? I don't know. I'm not a magician. It's some kind of wordsmith, word scientist.
Yeah, I was going to say, why did you go straight to magician?
Magicians are good with words.
No.
Could be.
Anyway.
Have you ever met an illiterate magician? Magic goes wrong, they say the wrong words. Foxes coming out of holes, you know, nobody wants that.
So where foxes come out of? They come out of, they've got like dens.
They have. No, I just spilled water all over my crotch.
Hey, yeah, you did.
I did.
But anywho, enough of that. So what have you been up into, Bobby Hobbitson?
What have I been up to in the Bobby Hobbitson? Well,
yeah,
Jono. I've been smashing through some painting on the old Chaos Sisters of Battle, a concept we will 100% be discussing today for sure, but not so much that it reveals anything that we're actually doing with our own projects, because again, it's got to be completely top secret, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
The thing is, you say it's stupid, but you agreed to the confidentiality clause when this contest was first launched,
like, I
1 year ago.
I don't know how many times I have
to do confidential.
I don't know how many times I have to say this. Just like, I'm an idiot. Like, yeah, I have ideas, but they're bad, and no one should listen to them. And yet here we are. Everyone goes, "Oh yeah, Bob, that's a great idea. Let's do that." No, stupid idea. Stupid Bob.
Why did anyone say that to you?
I don't know, in my head. That's how I read it anyway.
Yeah, you really got to read the room better.
Yeah, fuck you. So, managed to get some serious progress on my Abominant Proxy and my Broodlord for the old Aztec-themed GSC. So, overall, a happy man. I know you've been getting up to something super secretive. Try to play it off like you're painting orcs. But something don't smell right, Jono.
Don't know what you're off. You're just, like, you're too close to your armpit. I don't know what you're talking about. I was literally painting an orc. That's why those... Well, hang on.
Yeah, and you
like,
couldn't...
the cryptic message...
And you couldn't send any wet pictures.
Did you look at those colours that I had out on my wet palette?
I did. They looked very orcish.
And go... They go, oh, they're orc colours?
They looked very
really?
Orcish. Yeah,
they are not orc colours.
They might
There was be. No there was no dark green. to build up to the lighter green that I was painting.
There was definitely green. If you'd like to see what we're talking about as well, you can just head on over to the Hobby Happy Hour Instagram page. Let's have a look. Oh, you're right. There isn't a dark green.
Yeah. What colours are they associated with?
What are they associated with? What are you talking? They're all Nurgle colours. That's what I'm saying right now.
Well, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, well, I called you out for a corn kind of guy. Like, I was certain you'd go corn. So if it's not that, I will be shocked and surprised.
Well, I'm not saying anything.
Maybe
I'm
you go not... Slaanesh. Maybe you, like, pull the rug out of all of our eyes.
Well, I do have some lovely purples and pinks from Procure Range, so...
Is that from the Slaaneshy squats that you still plan on doing? The sexy
Slaaneshy. Why would I do Slaaneshy squats?
Because we spoke about it and you were so enthralled by the idea that I know you went out and purchased a load of stuff specifically so you could do them. That's sexy hairy dwarves. No?
Oh, God. No.
But if you want to hear about Jono's super sexy dwarves, just tune back into the squats episode. It was a while ago. Tune in. He just can't stop talking about them. Loves them.
Yeah, that's me, and you got me.
That's my me. Sexy, that's Jono.
Squats.
Love some sexy squats. But anyway, enough about your secret project. Okay, let's talk about those sisters. Oh, battle.
Mm-hmm, they're sisters.
Yep.
And they battle.
That's right, Jono. Any last thoughts?
Nope.
Great.
Don't skip leg day.
Fantastic. But next episode. Dun, boom, boom,
Hashtag YOLO.
Okay, seriously though. So we'll be talking about the Sisters of Battle. We'll go into a little detail about other areas of the Adeptus Sororitas, since I actually think it's kind of cool.
But Bob, I thought the Sisters of Battle were the Adeptus Sororitas.
Oh, silly, silly, smelly Jono. No, not at all. You see, the Sisters of Battle are the military branch of the Adeptus Sororitas, but there are a whole heap of non-military branches. I think it's worth making a note of them, you know, just in case you were story writing, building some homebrew lore, or something else involving them, which I can't think of, but I'm sure you could do something with them.
Okay, so there's the Order's Hospitaller. Mm-hmm. The Sisters Hospitaller are the surgeons, physicians, and nurses. They aid the poor, they heal the sick and the wounded in many hospitals and clinics of the Sisterhood, and serve in all departments of the Imperium Armed Services, except the Adeptus Astartes. A couple of the other orders are the Order of Eternal Candle, Order of Serenity.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's them. And actually, I think... Do you remember me telling you a long time ago that I wanted to do like a short story on like for the Four Horsemen? And I did the Famine one. It was a while ago. Go back and listen to it. It's a right laugh. I think my Nurgle...
You want to rewrite the whole fucking 40k lore?
Yeah, no. But I think like my Nurgle one, I think I might have that as an Order's Hospitaller or Sister's Hospitaller that falls to Nurgle. I think that would be kind of cool. But anyway, then you've got the Order's Dialogus. They help to translate the innumerable dialects and slangs used throughout the Imperium. At the behest of the Inquisition and certain parties, they also study Xeno's languages, also translating texts obtained from Xeno artifacts. Sisters Dialogus are often employed as sages in Ordo Hereticus Inquisitor's retinues. Some examples of them are the Order of the Holy Word based... on something? No, Orders of the Holy Word and Order of the Quill. Now, both of these have tabletop representations, but they're a little dated. And the Sisters Dialogus's paint job is interesting.
It looks like something out of like Wallace and Gromit.
It does, right? I'm never one to bash a paint job, you know, but come on, man. Like
the fucking face on.
Why the eyes? Like, I don't understand. And why does the mouth have to look like that? It's ridiculous. If you want to see a picture of this,
That is so Chicken Run.
I will.
Oh my god.
I will post it up on the Instagram at some point. Because
hang on, that is like the main antagonist of Chicken Run.
Yeah, it is actually, isn't it? It genuinely looks wholeheartedly like it. It's a hell of
that
a.
How old is that model?
It's got to be a while. I mean, that's some old 40K there, isn't it? That's back in the day.
That is, yeah.
But anyway, moving on. Orders Famulus. The Sisters Famulus organize and maintain households of certain imperial governors and imperial nobles, serving as advisors and by their very presence reminding them of their higher loyalties. They oppose any disloyalty with the support of faithful followers from inside of the household itself.
Mm-hmm. Then you've got the Order Sabine. The Sisters of the Order Sabine accompany the missionary Galaxia on missions to rediscover new worlds. I don't know how they're rediscovering new worlds.
I don't know. I did lift this straight from Lexicanum. I'm not ashamed to admit
that.
Yeah,
you don't fucking say that. This is all hard. This is R&D's fucking hard work. These sisters specialize in infiltrating primitive societies and introduce elements of the imperial creed to the natives.
Oh, very interesting. You've then got the Ordus Pronatus. They specialize in the retrieving, guarding, studying, and repairing of artifacts of value in the ecclesiarchy. The Order of the Eternal Gate, one of the orders whose responsibility is the retrieval of relics and artifacts for the ecclesiarchy. You also have the Order of the Blessed Inquiry, believed to have been destroyed due to the collection of artifacts of the Chaos Gods. You have the Order of the August Vigil, specializing in the guardianship and defense of holy relics across the Imperium. Ordus Magica, they provide choirs. That's it. Could see some of them fall into Slaanesh. That could be cool. Huh. Noted.
Yeah.
Orders Planxilium, from thousand strong processionals leading weeping and wailing pilgrims upon the remembrance and high holy days of Veneris. The Orders Vespilla, the Dark Sisters of the Orders, are tasked by Cardinal Gregory Hester with the sanctification of the bodies of fallen kin and are sometimes called upon to serve as forensic specialists when a throne agent has recourse to disinter a long dead corpse.
Order, what?
Yeah. So basically, like, they deal with the dead.
Recourse to disinter a long dead corpse.
Yeah, so like, you know, if you want to dig up a corpse.
CSI fucking Sisters of Battle.
Yeah, they're the Orders Vespilla. So Law and Order, Orders Vespilla. Can watch them fuck up for an hour because we all.
Dun dun.
Dun dun. These are the stories of the Orders Vespilla. The Dark Sisters of the Orders Vespilla are tasked with them. Yeah, see, look, it works.
dun dun. Oh, that would. Got my vote.
Coming to Warhammer Plus. Order Fenestris maintain the glass panelling of imperial shrines and cathedrals. A noble job. Noble.
They're just window washers.
When I'm cleaning windows. And what is your holy job, sister? I am of the Order Fenestris.
Oh.
Clean windows.
I thought the Repentia had it bad. Jesus Christ.
Surely that job could be facilitated by some kind of server. Like.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or it's surely in the year 40K they have like self-cleaning glass. Surely this is.
Well, they have like demonic half robot baby cherubs.
Exactly that.
To carry ammunition and melter bombs, like seriously.
But nobody to clean the windows. That would be. Okay, anyway. Orders Princeps, they monitor ecclesiarchy laws. The Orders Tarantine, create horror movies that are a little bit edgy.
Why do I have to be Mrs. Brown? Why can't I be? It's like Mrs. Shit.
Anyway, so the age series, they are divine messages from the Emperor via the gas clouds of the Terentia pillars. Okay, and
so they deliver messages through fart clouds.
Yeah, that is it.
Fart in a jar.
Wow, that's okay. Okay,
sell it on OnlyFans.
Not sure how.
Oh god.
Anyway, the Hagiolator, they record the deeds of sisters upon the battlefield, and that is all of them. That is all the
that's
weird.
That's some like, yeah, some really, really shit jobs in there, man. Like you really got to fuck up at the. The School of Sisterhood to get the window washing job or the farting in glass jars job.
Yeah, it sort of feels a little, some of them, also a little unnecessary. Like, why has somebody gone, oh yeah, well, we'll need an order to maintain the glass paneling of imperial shrines and cathedrals. So,
Do you reckon they get the? Do you reckon they get power armor?
I would imagine. I would imagine not. I know the medical
like
ones
an apothecary. The wrist armor shit opens up to like a squeegee and a rag and some Windex.
I mean, this is 40k. Who knows? This isn't within the realms of impossibility. Like it's but yeah, that's them. There's a lot of funky stuff in there. Look, don't get me wrong. I think in all seriousness, some of them could have some sort of. Do you know what I mean? Like if you want to back up some of your laws or some of your weird conversions, especially like when we start talking about like Chaos Sisters of Battle and stuff like that, or Chaos Adeptus Sororitas, because you know, I could see someone from the choir, the Order's Madrigal, I could see them falling to Slaanesh, you know, that kind of makes sense. The medical ones, you could see them falling,
the janitor ones could fall to Khorne, cleaning up all the blood.
Yeah, or maybe the glass cleaning ones, like they become obsessed with being the best cleaners, and they sort of like fall to Slaanesh, and they want everything to be clean, and that's their thing. They strive for perfection, and their skin is made of the cleanest glass. I don't know.
I just picture the Spanish maid off of Family Guy. No, no,
no, no,
no,
no, no.
Oh man, like anyone that does Sisters of Battle, like army and stuff,
oops,
that has the, what is it, the procession of Saint Catherine. I want to see like someone do a kit bash with like going behind her. You've got like the janitor cleaning up, like running after with a bucket and mop.
Yeah.
And some Windex.
Yeah, why not? Green stuff. You could just you could use a cocktail stick for the broom handle, or a little bit of the like plastic piping, and then you could, yes, it's all doable. Mm-hmm. It's all doable. So
anyway, on to the actual Sisters of Battle.
Yes. So basically, put very simply, there's some kind of rule saying that men of the ecclesiarchy couldn't bear arms or something along those lines. And they interpreted this to mean that women could 100% do this instead.
Is that, like, you're just going to go with that? Like, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, put very simply, but, you know, like,
yeah,
it's basically...
There was, like, a whole big, like, war and uprising by some... What was his name?
I had it written down and it's gone.
Oh.
That's it, Steve.
Oh, fuck.
Steve the Hated.
No. God damn it, I can't remember his name. Anyway, we'll add that in post.
No, we won't.
I know we're not going to do that. You don't say that. You just go, yeah, yeah, no worries. And like,
yeah, we'll get it in post. Yeah, no worries, man. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Sweep it under the rug.
Okay.
Okay.
Bloke's name was Goj Van Dyer.
The Battle Sisters of the Adeptus Sororita are the mainstay of the Adeptus Ministorum's armies. Equipped and trained to the highest imperial standards, the Sisters of Battle specialize in waging war of faith and purging heresy wherever it may be found. Because of this, its duties often overlap with the Ordos Hereticus of the Inquisition. And as a result, the Sisters of Battle maintain a close alliance with the Witch Hunters.
Ooh. I wouldn't mind doing something on the Ordos at some point, because I don't know a lot about them, and I think they're kind of cool.
What, like an episode or like...
Both.
Another project.
Both. Why not? More projects, Jono, more projects. The Sisters of Battle themselves are divided into six orders, each numbering tens of thousands of battle sisters, and many orders minoris, each containing thousands of sisters themselves. So these forces are really deployed in full strength, rather being assigned to waging wars of faith, aiding the Inquisition, or protecting ecclesiarchy buildings, property, and relics, specifically the windows.
So if you're wanting to do some homebrew, you'll be going down the Order's Minoris route to keep things lorically sound.
Indeed you will.
Mm-hmm. So they're split up. They're split into two, with three being found on Terra.
Yes.
And three being found on Ophelia 7.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what?
That's right. Yeah.
Bang on. Yeah. Oh, that's English.
Yeah.
Read very good. Yeah. The three on Terra are known as the Covenant Prioris and are made up of the Order of the Sacred Rose, the Order of the Ebon Chalice, Order of the Argent Shroud.
I think it's Argent Shroud, but...
Argent? Argent? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I did read that wrong. Argent Shroud.
Yeah.
I should know that.
And the three on Ophelia 7 are known as the Convent Sanctorum. And these are the Order of the Bloody Rose, Order of Our Martyred Lady, and Order of the Valorous Heart. So do you get what I mean? So there's six.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Three of them are based on Terra. Yeah. Three are based on a planet called Ophelia 7. That's not a person. They're not based on a person. That would be weird.
Hang on. I was just going to ask a question, but I won't.
You sure?
Ebon Chalice. No. I think we'll cover it later.
Okay. Yeah, we'll cover it. We'll cover the heck out of it.
We'll cover that so good, man. You'll be all like, what?
Wow, that's covered. That's some thick coverage.
Oh, my God.
That's
Bob and Jono, they really covered the shit out of that.
Yeah, wow, they really covered this topic really well and in depth. I best go to Instagram and tell all my friends about it.
And then, tell them all to join up to their Patreon.
Yeah, best head down to the local gaming store and just literally not stop talking about it for a good solid hour until everybody caves and just listens to it, because that would be, you do you, just saying, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, we're not trying to tell you to be cool or anything, but...
Yeah, if you want to be square, then don't do that, but, yeah.
So, right, the Order of the Sacred Rose, so you're talking, white... Predominantly white power armor, black cloaks on the outside with red linings and whip horns.
Yes, so red weapon. And for me, painting white, I'm always going to go with the contrast paint apothecary white and then just highlight with white scar. But you, how would you do white? The hardest paint to do.
Well, it depends on I'm going to hurt you here because,
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I'd use any other white other than a GW white. But same sort of theory, really. I'd probably go with an off-white, like an ivory or a bluey white.
Yeah.
And then, hit it with the the contrast paint. I don't know what the new ones are called. Haven't got any of them in my hot little hands.
No, I'm definitely gonna get hold of some though, because they look sick.
I think if you do white, there's one thing to do in white is never go straight for bold platinum titanium white.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you use your apothecary white wash over the top or a wash, but when you go flat straight out white, there's nowhere else to go for your highlights.
Yeah.
So you've got to remember that, but a white scar. White scar is pretty white, isn't it?
Yeah, white scar is really white. That's the one I use for my Tyranids.
That's like their version of titanium white.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So anything like an ivory, Korax, all that sort of stuff, yeah, go for it. Or you can even get some white and just tint it with a tiny little speck of a blue or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen people... shade the recesses with the with the blue shade. I've forgotten what it's called now.
Yeah, the
watered down. Yeah, that's it. Drakenhof Nightshade. Yeah.
Yeah, that works really well. I use that for a lot of my white armor and my ultramarines with the blue sort of panel lining on their helmet sort of stuff.
That makes sense. You've got the new shade as well. You've got the Soul Blight Grey. When I was looking at that, that could be pretty handy for exactly this reason.
Yeah, and there's the other one, the blue, the icy blue one.
Yeah,
that
true.
That would be just,
might be a little too blue for this. I feel like the kind of white that you'd want to go for this Sisters of Battle would be, I don't know whether a cool blue would be the right way to go.
I'd thin it down and then hit it, so,
Yeah, maybe.
And then mainly you just want to stay to those recesses.
Yeah, maybe. But, but yeah, it's all about that. I think for white, it's all about the edge highlighting, just making sure that you've got the highlight bits are highlighted white and you should be okay. But I think I've always found painting white takes a bit of practice. I think just practice makes perfect. But same with anything really, I guess.
By Procrules white, it's fucking so good, man.
If only there were another way. If only there was another kind of paint other than Citadels. Alas and lack. Yeah. So, Order of the Ebon Chalice. They've got black armor, white cloaks with red linings, and again, red weapons.
Is that would they be the box art? No, they're not the box
art. No, they're later.
Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, so another one that's going to be tricky, because you've got black as well as white. Mm-hmm.
Just staying steady, I think. So, I think the red linings are a little tricky as well, because the idea is really there is like a thin line around all the cloths.
Yeah, I think with this one, paint them white from a rattle can and use black Templar contrast paint.
Yeah, that's probably the way I'd go as well.
100%. Red, painting red's red. White, refer to the last 5 minutes where we talk about painting white.
Yeah, refer to previous statement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then we go on to Order of the Argent Shroud. Did I say it right that time?
Yeah, sure.
You're not meant to say yes, yeah, sure.
Well, I don't actually know how it's pronounced, do I? I'm like, who am I to say?
Argent. Oh, we're just going to say Argent.
Argent Shroud.
Argent Shroud. So silver armor, white cloaks, with red lining and red weapons.
Right. And then you have the three convent sanctorums. You have the Order of the Bloody Rose, blood red armor, black cloaks with white linings and black weapons. I'd really love to see some freehand rose patterns for these, actually. Do you know what I mean? Like on some of the HQs.
Not the floral. What do they call it? The fleur de.
What?
What's their symbol called?
Fleur de mal.
I don't know. The Frenchy thing.
I know. I know what fleur means, but.
Yeah, but what's it called?
Fleur de lis.
Yeah, that's it. Fleur de lis. That's the one.
Oh yeah, look at that. No, like a proper rose, like you know, with like vines and cool. Like the actual.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that could look really, especially like on the side of the, you know, the tanks and stuff.
Dude, like you get like. On the like the flats of their battle armor and stuff, like a rose vine going like all through it, like sort of like, you know, fine china sort of thing. That'd be
Yeah, you get
fucking epic.
You get me? You see what I'm saying?
I totally get you, dude.
Not that I don't think I could do that, but I mean I probably could, but it'd probably take me like I'd be.
Do you know how 50s. You obviously how small the fucking Sisters of Battle models are? Jesus Christ.
No, I do not.
Okay. So, Order of Martyred Lady. So, black armor, dark red cloaks.
Yes, I think these are the ones you tend to see a lot of. Or at least I seem to think of these when I think of a Sister of Battle.
The boxer.
Yeah. I think they're the ones that are often used in, like you know, the video games and the CGI clips and stuff like that.
Yep.
I think they are the typical stereotype, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it did, but I just don't know why you said it like that, but okay. I'm just like, what the fuck's he doing?
Yeah, fantastic. Okay,
cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's me.
Yes.
Oh, god damn it. Then we'll hit you back with the Order of the Valorous Heart, or Valorous, I think. Heart.
I think you say either way. Things just.
Yeah, Valorous, Valorous, Valerie.
Valerie!
Yeah, I'll give you an out there. You can do it.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I'm done.
She was a good singer. She had a good voice. No. Hey?
I said, ah, you're right, Shane.
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah, anyway. So, black armor, black cloaks with white lining.
And generally speaking, this goes for all of them. You tend to see them with white hair or black. It tends to be one or the other in my experience.
Or both. I have seen people do them with like, you know, split
style hair colours. Like 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah. Cruella de Vil styles.
Yeah, that could be cool. You could do like half and half. You could do like you know, if you were going to do your own, you could do like split. That'd be cool. I'd like that.
Mm. Yes, I bet you would like that.
I would.
And if you want to do your own, it'd be classes and order minoris, but you can go down any route you want, paint them however you want, etc.
Yes, as always, it is your plastic, and you can do what you want with it. And if you do have any weird plans or ideas, get in touch with us, because I think... Like, custom colour schemes for Sisters of Battle. I can't say I've seen a lot. Like, just off the top of my head, I can't. It's not something you come across very often.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool to see something different, I think.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you. I don't really see many people like doing their own color scheme.
No, it tends to be a rarity.
But I think I told you about this last time we spoke. Go check out Plays on Tabletop. Mm-hmm. There's a dude, I can't remember who he played. It was the Sister of Battle Army, and it was like fully customized, man. These were like punk rock sisters.
Oh, I remember you saying. Yeah.
Go check out them. Great battle reports. Yeah. Can't remember the dude's name who painted them, but yeah. I think he's a Twitch streamer as well. Anyway, yeah. Then you have like the special units. They obviously have like tanks, regular soldiers, etc. But they also have the saints.
Yeah, so basically these living saints are crazy powerful, said to be gifted a portion of the Emperor's power and can decimate armies with holy fire. And they don't die proper neither. Like they get brought back to life, so on, so forth, etc., etc. And they've got angel wings, and they fly around.
Wait, did you say saints, like multiple?
Yeah.
I thought they only have one
saint. There are multiple living saints.
Because like, everyone knows Saint Celestine.
Yeah, everyone knows of Saint Celestine, and so on and so forth.
That's all I know.
No, there's been numerous, unless I'm wrong, okay. And then shoot me in the face. But Yeah. There's been numerous. The Saint Celestinus, I think, is the most famous. Saint Drusus, Saint Anais,
Saint Catherine,
Germani Superia, Saint Gerstal, Saint Sabbat, Lozapath. This is real. I'm like trench war saint, who is a nameless imperial guardsman. Said to have fallen in the trench wars, only to rise up and fight again at the side of his comrades, no less than 13. That's interesting. So, a male saint.
What? Nah, wait. Like, but isn't Saint Celestine, like a whole thing on her own different thing? Like,
she has her own model, and, like, she has...
Yeah, I know that, but, like, Saint Catherine, she only became a saint after she died, like, in, like, real world sort of stuff as well. Isn't that, like...
It's the same with all of them.
Would that be what they're referring?
So they all had to have died, but then they came back again.
Really?
Yeah, and they're like crazy powerful and stuff. But what it basically means is it does give you the opportunity to make your own. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I think it's cool. But like, you know, you could obviously, if you want to do saints and stuff, like there's so many models for kit bashing, obviously, like extensively in the AOS range.
Yes, we know which ones you're thinking of as well. The ones with the spiky wings.
Yeah, even like the main. There's like a chick that doesn't have spiky wings as well.
Yeah, there is, because I used her wings for my Broodlord GSC.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. What? What is this next bit?
What do you mean?
Don't do bold. Okay. Anyway. So right. Chaos. Supposedly it can happen?
It can happen. So I've listed this exactly as it was worded from the old lexicanum, since it actually worded it better than I could. Anyway, so although it's rare, Adepta Sororitas have fallen to heresy and been corrupted by gene stealer cults, despite the Imperium's public declaration that it is not possible. So once this occurs, the Sororitas orders go to great lengths to both prevent it from becoming known and to remove the stain on their honour. So this includes hunting the heretical sisters down and having them quietly killed, whilst also having their existence erased from the Imperium's history. Some orders even have a pure sister undergo surgery to assume a heretic's face and identity in order to keep the truth from being discovered. And again, although it's rare, the Adeptus Sororitas. So any of those orders that we discussed earlier, you could go. And I loved the bit about the gene stealer cults.
Yeah, I never heard of that. Are you just throwing that in to justify like some gene stealer cult shit that you're going to do?
No. Genuine. Wholeheartedly. She was called Etelka Arcanto, sister of the Order of the Thorn Eternal, notable for willingly joining forces with a gene stealer to destroy her order and create a gene stealer cult, the Cult of the Spiral Dawn. Through her son, Azaya, she became the ancestor of the cult's line of magi.
What?
And also Trishala, Order of the Somber Vow, sister superior who received a gene stealer's kiss.
Yeah, but that's not willingly.
No, it's not. But one has.
You got to explain what the Gene Stealer kiss is. It's not like the Gene Stealer light. It's not like Sleeping Beauty where he plants it on her and it's all romantic and shit.
No, it's not. It's basically think aliens and like you're then going to give birth to some horrendous Gene Stealer thing. But it changes your brain as well. So you then become a part of the cult.
Yeah.
It's like it changes your brain and you then become a part of the Gene Stealer cult. But then again, like, because I've said this before, like, the Gene Stealer kiss, it changes your brain. So surely anything could fall to the Gene Stealer cults because it changes your brain to become a part of the cult, right? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's sort of like for people that don't know, the Gene Stealer kiss, it's sort of like, just think of like a big massive stinger through the chest. It's not like a kiss. And like, as soon as that happens, like, they don't like go, oh shit, I'm infected, I've got to go like purge myself. Like, they're hook, line, and sinker straight away. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Think like tarantula wasps. Google it.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it on a doco.
Yeah, but it changes like your brain chemistry and all that jazz. So I'm surprised you don't hear more of it. Maybe it is more prevalent. But then you could have like a whole, because if you have one sister who's quite high up and she were to fall to the Gene Stealer kiss, and you have lots of other like sisters born, and they set up a, like, you know, it's one of these order minoris, they have their own school. Yeah, you could have, like, it turns out the whole thing's just fucking Gene Stealer cult, like, all of it. But they look like Sisters of Battle, because as far as everybody from the outside is concerned, they are. But they're all a part of this cult. Yeah, I never even thought about it, but I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I bet you there's not many people out there that knew about that.
No. So,
everyone just focuses on chaos.
Yeah, because it's fun. But, GSC, Sisters of Battle, I'm down with that. But, yeah, and there's two, like, notable sisters that have fallen to chaos as well. Both of them fell to Khorne, weirdly. But, it's just worth bearing in mind, like, a lot of people say, oh, you can't do Chaos Sisters of Battle, but you actually can. Canonically, you can. It's absolutely fine. As we always say, you can actually do a lot more than you think you can. It's just a case of actually doing it. You get what I mean? If that makes sense.
Like, I think people forget that the lore for the Imperium is written via the Imperium.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Oh, shady deals and cover-ups.
Yeah, exactly. And they say, these could never fall to chaos. Like, what happens all the fucking time? What are you talking about? It happens all the time. It's happening right now.
Yeah.
Wake up, sheeple.
Chaos, Grey Knights.
Open your eyes.
Incoming.
Sheeple. Wake up, sheeple. There used to be a chapter that was effectively Chaos, Grey Knights. I forgot what they're called now. But it was at the point of their creation when they first spawned the Grey Knights. Like, part of the experimentation was to sort of what's the word I'm looking for? Impose a lot of chaos stuff on them to like test them, but some of them obviously didn't pass.
Failed the test.
Yeah, and some guy was corrupted and he like scuttled them away and started his own little warband with these failed. Ooh. But it got retconned.
Oh, I was going to say, you hear that, Mr. Eric? Oh.
take that, Eric. But yeah, it definitely happens more than you think it does. I mean, even if you just go through like the other Adeptus Sororitas orders other than like the Sisters of Battle, I could see one of the medic ones falling to Nurgle. I can see them falling to Slaanesh. You can see them falling to Khorne. It's happened. It does happen. And there's so much. Did you see the recent Sisters of Battle Tsiinch conversions that have been floating around?
I think I did, yeah.
They were very cool. I had a lot of time for those. Very well done. It's made me want to do like a full, like.
Yeah, because like, you got to remember, like, these guys are like, they're not just like a chicken power armor. Like, these are like fanatical, like, violent killing machines, man. Like, you know, they're pretty, like, their frontline troops are like, yeah.
Yeah, they are brutal.
they're
brutal.
Not just like pushovers. And they, like, like the Repentia and all that sort of stuff, they could easily succumb to like Khorne. Like obviously that'd be my first go to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's why
the two that have fallen. People, yeah. Flamers. Yeah. 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 Very violent ladies.
Yeah, very, very unpleasant.
Yeah.
But I think that's why the two that have notably fallen fell to Khorne, because you can kind of see mm-hmm. a sisters of battle. You know, they are brutal, and it doesn't take a hop, skip, and a jump. And they are people. Do you know what I mean? They are human beings. Yeah, they're pumped full of God knows what, and they've been brainwashed and undergone loads of like conditioning. But it doesn't take much.
Human mind is a fragile thing.
It is a very fragile thing, and chaos works in insidious ways. So it would be, yeah, I want to see more. I want to see more Chaos Sisters battle. I feel like people have, they've like drawn a line under it and said, you know, like, oh, it can't be done. But yeah, it can.
I mean, so even now we don't promote it, but like, even if you're not good at kit bashing and chopping up your models, or like you're worried about it, it's like first time, there are third party Chaos Sisters that you can actually buy. Can I say?
Yeah, can. We're not sponsored by GWG. It's like,
yeah. Well, RTLW actually sell Sisters of Battle that are Chaos Corrupted. They've got, I don't know how many different ones. I haven't looked at their website for a long time. But I know there was one for each Legion, and they were expanding on it. So, yeah, I think there's like even a Corrupted Chaos Sisters band that you can buy.
What, as in for like Slaanesh with like musical instruments?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if they're Slaanesh bass, but so I'm pretty sure that it is totally a thing.
Excuse me. I'd say our good friend Matthew had a good idea as well for how Sisters of Battle could fall to chaos. And that was Matthew, that the sisters like
Maddie C or
no
Matthew. Mr. Matthew.
So like Tal and Minnie's Matthew.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And he posited, well, say like we'll just use the Black Legion for example, but whatever. What if they just wanted to do that and they just emulated like a Sisters of Battle school? And just from the beginning. So the whole thing is run by Chaos, but they train them up as if it was like a Sisters of Battle school. They train them up, they put them out there, and it's purely just as a way of sort of like putting a load of obviously Chaos Sisters of Battle onto the battlefield as like a psychological kind of, hey, look what we've done. Do you know what I mean? Like this is
like a big fuck you sort of thing.
These are your uncorruptible. So. Well, hey ho, look what we've got. So yeah.
The models I was talking about are the Twisted Sisters band.
Ooh, nice.
And there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sisters, and they're in a musical band. Lead singer, you've got a guitarist, the bass guitarist, the chick on like keyboard with like a pipe organ behind her and sort of stuff. Rather quite raunchy.
They're also actually just a actual like hair metal band, so oh yes, they are
Twisted Sister.
Yeah, so yeah. Oh yeah, they're kind of cool looking. But yes, a little raunchy, I think indeed.
Mm.
yes, too much smut for one day. That's enough of that. I think.
Yes, we will not have that. Here.
None of that nonsense. Anyway, anyway.
Okay, where's my credit card details?
Anyway, I just need to nip out for it. No, anyway, we can talk about this for days. You know, we have news. We have updates. You know what I'm saying?
We do?
We do. We have news. We have updates. We have news and updates that we can run through.
Updates and news. News and updates.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So, DICE, decisions have finally been made.
Fantastic.
They're available. We will put out a message for anyone that wants some.
Wants some.
You want some. But we will be giving our Patreon members first dibs.
Mm-hmm.
We will be in touch with you individually and we'll message you via the Patreon messaging tool.
Exciting times. Can I have some?
No. No, you cannot.
Great. So...
Fuck off. Back to the line.
Sad. Bobby. I'm a sad podcaster.
I'm a sad bobber.
So, in other news, we've been toying around with the idea of running a little competition. So, it's still in the planning stages, and I think we know the criteria and that we want to work with. So it'll be like a full kit bash thing, full paint, but it'll be over a good couple of months to give folk plenty of time to get it planned out, built, and painted, and it will have a very tasty prize. It'll probably be GW vouchers, but we're thinking like a decent financial figure attached to it, do you know what I mean? Just to really sweeten the pot.
Indeed. We're also looking at how best to reward our beautiful Patreon members and maybe running some smaller, shorter prizes, as well as opening up a Patreon Discord.
Indeed. Yes. Indeed. Quite. So watch this space. We're throwing up some ideas. We're trying new things. We're just gonna roll with it and see how it's gonna pan out. You just don't know these things. But yeah, I think that's what we've got planned, I think. I think that's everything. I don't think we have anything else. We've always got other things in the works as well. But yeah, these are the things that we have at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, like, how long have we had the Discord sitting there?
Fucking ages. Like
just two people in it, you and me.
Yeah.
It's all set up, ready to go.
But it exists. It's there.
So I click on it every now and then. I'm like, oh, cool. And someone said something. We've got a member. I'm like, Bob's doing something. This is, let's go. Oh, it's just an update notice.
I sometimes sit in the general chat on my own and just.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I like to stream in there to no one. Just like, hi, welcome for the, thanks for the sub, Billy 421. Great job.
Don't forget to give us a like, rate, and review. It's, seriously, though, give us a rate and review. Head on.
Yeah,
head
like, on seriously, do it. We're not joking. Like, do it. Do it.
Do it now.
I think what I'll do is. I'll give it a month. So what are we, 25th or the 7th? Oof. I'll give it a month.
Or later than I'm that. Just gonna it go... might not be the 25th of July. It could be any day because we don't timestamp these.
We'll take that out then. Okay, well, I'll give it a month and we'll just go through and pick out one random person that reviewed. I'll just pick it out on random, a review, and bang, I'll send you some dice in a dice bag.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
That doesn't mean go make ghost accounts and fucking flood it with reviews, Bob. Oh, wait. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. What are you talking about? Yeah, go do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there cool. You go. Have it. You got a month from when you hear this to give us a rate and review.
You got
and
till the end of September. You got till the 1st of September. That's when we draw the line.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Whatever.
1st of September 2022, just in case you're listening to this like next year or something. Like you've only just tuned in. It's like, it's too late.
Fuck.
It's too late. Message us anyway. Maybe we can sort you out some dice, but it's too late.
Yeah, and they're sweet dice. We will put some pictures up.
Yeah, they are.
Like, when Bob, you know, gets his like shit together.
What? I'm sorry. What? Sorry. Excuse me. Who gets their shit together? I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, God. Such a drama queen. So, yeah, that's a quick, brief overview on Sisters of Battle and how you can corrupt it and fucking piss off everyone. Got any final thoughts on that little tad bit, Bob?
You know what, Jono? As always, do your own thing. Do the impossible. I really want to see how the GSC Sisters of Battle mashup would work. That's what I want to see. And again, if you've learned nothing else from this episode, and I hope you haven't, it's purely that you can do Chaos Sisters of Battle. It should be more commonplace than what it currently is, which is never. And if somebody's like, oh, you can't do Chaos Sisters of Battle, just direct them here. Direct them towards this episode and go, here, listen to this, and then tell all your friends to listen to this, and then review them highly, and take it from there. What about you, Jono? What about your good self?
Yeah, I mean, considering like we don't see a lot of custom paint jobs out there, they mainly stick to the big six, Just run wild with it. Like, I'd like to see some more cool custom paint jobs. I don't really know about kit bashing because I think unless you use third-party bits or you've got a 3D print job, you're kind of tied to what you can use.
I think
like hypothetically, how would you feel if GW just did like a massive U-turn out of nowhere and just dropped a Chaos Sisters of Battle like codex? How would you feel about that?
I'd like that, I think. Why not? I think it's... The thing is like, even from just like a gaming perspective, that'd be kind of cool, because at the minute, like, say if I've got a Sisters of Battle Army and you've got a Sisters of Battle Army, there's no reason to fight them. Yep. Do you get what I mean?
Oh, they do fight each other quite a fair bit.
Do they?
Like, these... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, shut me up then.
The Sisters of Battle, like, they hate the Adeptus Astartes. They cannot stand them at all. Like, they very... It's, apart from what you, like, you see in the trailer of, like, the Ultramarines coming to save the Sisters of Battle in that, like, that online trailer that they did a few months back.
Yeah, I remember
that. Like, yeah, the Sororitas don't get along with the Ceramite boys.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. They hold real, like, obviously, like, we've just done a massive U-turn on, like, the whole heresy sisters. But, yeah, they have not forgiven the Space Marines for, like, the heresy.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. Well.
They're much more loyal to, like, guard regiments, Space Marines.
Yeah, fair play. That makes sense. Well, that is genuinely very interesting. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but what I was going to say is, put all that aside.
Have I ever told you?
God, this is fucking. Put all that stuff aside, right? We'll use Space Marines as an example. Like, you've clearly got like Space Marines versus Chaos, but then you've got what are they called now? Oh my god, Hail Hydra,
the Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Oh god, what are they called?
The Nemo
just got out of my head.
MODOK,
the Chaos ones, and you don't know whether they're good.
Incredible
or not.
Hulk.
Shut up.
The Dark Angels.
I meant the Chaos ones.
Yeah, Alpha Legion.
That's it, the Alpha Legion. Dark Angels too. But like, so you can have them, and you can paint them. You can use like loyalist models to paint them. You don't have to use the Chaos ones, but so then you've then got a reason why you could have a loyalist faction and use loyalist rules, but fight loyalist versus loyalist. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to using Chaos. Same with Chaos, you can use Sons of Malice because I think you're allowed to use them and have loyalist ones and then fight each other.
Not real.
Shut up, Jono. And so it'd just be nice to be able to fight your Sisters of Battle, I think. I know I don't play tabletop, but like, it's have a good reason to, these are Chaos Sisters of Battle. And they fight and they have their own rules. I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be a good thing. What about you, Jono? What do you think?
Fucking hell, man. We took the scenic route on that, eh? It was just like, instead of going, like, you know, straight over the causeway, we went down around the coast, up past the scenic drive, cut in through the inlet, stopped and had a picnic lunch, and then we finally got there.
We sure did, Jono. We sure did.
I mean, yeah, I know what you're saying, like, you know, like, but, yeah, I don't know. It just, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be like... I'd just be like, oh, cool.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see, like, but like, you're looking at like converting a whole army.
No, imagine doing that, Jono. Imagine doing that.
Yeah, well, okay. Oh, sorry. Like, my gene stealer cult's like 5 models strong, but it's a force to be reckoned with. They've got feathers.
Fuck you, Jono. It's more
it's like
than
a fucking kill team. It's not a full army, bro.
How dare you? It is almost a full army, okay? I'll show you the full finished thing. It's as long as I put them with my Tyranids, then yeah, full army.
There's always a but with you, isn't there?
And it's a good one, too.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen me on my Stepmaster Pro? Dude, thighs. Yeah, I don't know. Like, final thoughts. Yeah.
You're undecided. I know you're undecided. You're not sure. You want Chaos Sisters of Battle, but you don't know how to do it.
Yeah, because like I specialize in painting Space Marines. Like, they're bigger, they're chunkier. Sisters of Battle. Like, I remember when I opened up the box, I was just like, oh, they're tiny. I was like, wow. Like, my old decrepit hands just like can't paint something that small. So like, it's kind of daunting, but. From what I've seen out there on the old Instagram and stuff, there's some amazing paint jobs on Sisters Battle, so people can do it. It's just self-doubt for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Size-wise as well, like, if you want, it's hard to do, say, if you, like, I know, like, even if you just want to convert your sisters up and not use Chaos Bits or, like, take them to that route, because we are doing just normal sisters, I don't know size option-wise how limited you'll be.
Mm-hmm.
As well, if obviously, like, you know, you can go down the avenue of third party, like,
you could, oh,
bits
you could,
and pieces to customize them.
You could use some of the new Chaos Cultists, because they should be about the same size.
Yeah, but like, I'm talking about just not Chaos. Like, if you just want to like do some conversions on your arm,
no idea,
no, unique to you. Exactly, that's what I mean. Like, you're sort of tied in, because you know they're not that old of a range, the new plastic stuff. Mm. So.
I struggle to think how you could make them, other than with, like, I think paint scheme would be the best way, and going with,
yeah,
like, you know, when we talked about, like, maybe doing some freehand or, like,
yeah,
like, that would be very cool.
I want to see someone do the white armor with the roses, like a vine, like, sort of like, yeah, like old style China.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Cut wares. Yeah. That'd be fucking sick, yeah, man. That would be cool.
You know what? When you say old school China as well, I was thinking when you said that, like, actually that'd be kind of a cool color scheme for them. Like that white with that sort of deep blue.
Like ceramic look to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that'd be cool.
With like, I don't know, maybe you could freehand a little tree or something on it. Do you get what I mean? Like, do it like that,
yeah,
that blue and white China. I think that would look really cool. I think that would look cool.
Yeah, like, yeah, to make their armor look like ceramic.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Yeah.
Then you can do some, like, good research on it. You can sit down and watch some, like, you know, a couple of seasons of Antique Roadshow.
Yeah. Down with that.
Yeah. Get out in Nan's Fine China.
Yeah, you're on Nan's Fine China.
Yeah. Nana, where's your China? China.
Ah, memories. Anyway. I think.
Yeah, anyway.
That's Sisters of Battle. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's not really. Unless, like, we do a big, deep dive on the lore, there's not really much.
It's a tricky one. Other than, like, you know, go, you know, do your own thing, try and figure it out. I think you've got a little bit of wiggle room with the Saints. Living Saints, you've got a bit of wiggle room there. You can definitely use some AOS bits. You could definitely, you know.
You can go balls deep on, like, their vehicles, like the Penitent engines and that sort of stuff. Like,
yeah, maybe that's where you could get some creativity with it. You know, the big Penitent engines, and you could maybe pull, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, final question from me.
Yep.
Favorite model from that range?
Oh, the church organ tank.
The Eviscerator?
Yeah, the church organ tank is my favorite thing.
Yeah. I think it's very unique.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows where it is and what it is. And yeah, I think it's cool. For me, I do like, everyone knows I like that limited edition of, the commemorative model they released. I can never remember a freaking name.
Yeah.
But I like the Repentures. I think they're cool.
They are very cool. That is true.
Like, they, yeah.
They have they really cool model line. Like, and it is. It's a very cool model line. I think it's just a shame that people don't put the same kind of creativity behind them as some other armies.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been Bob.
Yes, and I have been, hang on, my identification papers say Jono. Yep, that's right.
Fantastic. Hey. Give us a rate and review and join us next time.
Yeah. Patreon.
Patreon.
Dice.
Dice. competitions.
Leg day.
Instagram.
Don't skip it.
Don't skip leg day. What? You want to try it again? Do you want to?
How are we going to do it then?
Welcome to another episode of Hobby Happy Hour. No, see, look, you've got to do it at the same time.
No, but like, I didn't know how you were going to do it.
No, but just do it. Just go with it. Just another episode of Hobby Happy Hour. Fucked it up again. See, you're too busy.
I don't want to do it.
Episode of Hobby Happy Hour.
No, I'm not doing it.
Fuck yeah.
No, fucking ego's bruised, fucking manhood fucking shattered, fucking fuck this.
That went great. Cool.
Oh yeah, really great. Yeah, are we just gonna keep going?
Yeah, go on. About it. Yeah, it's fine.
Today we have a super special episode. All lines up for
fuck.
Oh god. So stay tuned to the end of the episode, as we'll have some amazing updates on some of the stuff that we got.
What the fuck are you reading?
I don't know. Oh god. I'm having a bad day. All right,
I noticed.
Can I do that bit again,
please? You got this, man.
I don't got this, man. Okay. Fucking hell, man. Stay tuned.
Not with, obviously, the with me, Jono, is just you. I wouldn't say that, but...
Yeah, I
it'd get confusing if we both said both lines all the way through it.
You could just color code each person's script.
Well, that's what we used to do. That, like, the original scripting thing that we did was color coded, and like, we've been doing this for a complete year and a bit, almost two.
Man,
I rock. Okay, I rock the dance floor. There's no ifs or buts or maybes about that. I am a dancing king, young and sweet, on the tambourine.
I don't think we're on, like, the same wavelength.
Fuck you. Fuck.
Well, I'm trying to be respectful. I'm like, it's just, you know, different courses.
That's fine. Different horses. Courses. Courses for courses.
Oh, that's how it goes, yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Hobby Happy Hour with me, Bob. Hello, welcome to the Hobby Happy Hour with me, Bob.
Do you want me to stop it and clear it?
No, we'll continue. Let's do this.
Oh god, I always get paranoid.